Today, the insurance pay through the nose price walk. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, one of the things that comes up in my conversations one-on-one is that the question of the cost of insurance, particularly house and contents insurance and indeed car insurance, is something that is not top of mind for most people. And in fact, many will simply auto-renew when the time comes. And the chances are that if they do that, they're going to be paying more than they need to. Now, there's a concept called price walking, and that is where the cost of insurance premiums that are renewed rise each year. And some of that is because, of course, inflation is there, costs of replacements might be higher, but nevertheless, over time, insurers play to the fact that most people are frankly too busy or too lazy to compare their renewal costs with alternatives. Now, when I've spoken about this through the one-on-one conversations with some of my followers, there's some quite interesting news quite often that emerges, and that is when they've shopped around, they've been able to reduce their insurance costs considerably, in some cases even 40 or 50% lower than what they were paying. So this is not small beer. So today I just want to talk about price walking, and it's in the context of changes that have just come in the UK. People renewing their home or motor insurance in the UK will pay no more than they would as a new customer from next January. The new rules have been confirmed by the city regulator, the Financial Conduct Authority, or the FCA, following years of complaints. The FCA says the move will save loyal customers an estimated £4.2 billion over 10 years. But it did admit it could spell the end of the cheapest deals for new customers. The regulators have been trying to change the rules to prevent price walking when insurance prices rise at each renewal, even though the level of risk has not changed. These measures will put an end to the very high prices paid by many loyal customers, said Sheldon Mills from the FCA. Consumers can still benefit from shopping around or negotiating with their current provider, but won't be charged more at renewal just for being an existing customer. It follows complaints from consumer groups that loyal customers pay more unnecessarily. So-called price walking is when a customer is charged more year after year by staying with the same insurance company, even though their risk is no greater. The FCA has pointed to an example in which a new customer for home insurance typically pays around £130 for a year's cover. But the same policy, having stayed with the same insurer for 5 years, that annual premium rises to £238. For motor insurance, new customers pay £285, while people who have been with their provider for more than 5 years pay £370, according to the FCA's example. Following a super complaint from Citizens Advice, the FCA has been looking to tackle the loyalty penalty, a result of the growth and encouragement of shopping around for better deals for insurance, overdrafts and utilities. Those who switch get the best deals as new customers. Those who stay loyal get charged more. In the UK, 10 million policies across home and motor insurance are held by people who've been with their provider for 5 years or more. Among those facing the loyalty penalty was Mike Noon from Manchester, who retired after running a fruit and vegetable stall with his wife for 16 years. Looking back, running a small business like ours was all-consuming, and you do tend to let things slide at home, he said. He received a car insurance renewal quote in which the price had gone up by 20%. One of our daughters said, "Dad, you've really got to get on the internet and find yourself a better quote than that." "So I did," he said. He challenged his insurer, which did not budge on the price, so he switched provider. Charities say other people might not be able to switch so easily. They say the problems were worse for people on very low incomes who might not have the technology to search for the cheapest deals, or those who find the calculations difficult. We're pleased to see the FCA setting the bar so high to stamp out this systematic scam, and we now need to see similar action in the other markets, said Matthew Upton, Director of Policy at Citizens Advice. The FCA will also bring in new rules to make it easier for consumers to cancel automatic policy renewals and require insurers to look more closely at how they offer fair value for customers. It will also require home and motor insurance firms to report more data to the regulator. A spokesman for the Associated British Insurers, which represents the sector, said, as the FCA has previously said, insurers do not make excessive profits, and as they now point out, it is likely that firms will no longer be able to offer unsustainably low-priced deals to some customers. And he added that it was vital that customers still had incentive to shop around and that people should look for the deal that suited their needs instead of just choosing the cheapest one. The UK Chartered Insurance Institute, the CII, has been quick to sound off following the FCA's announcement outlining the implementation target dates for rules that might be introduced to curb consumer harm as far as general insurance pricing practices are concerned. CII Policy and Public Affairs Director Matthew Connell said, the CII's Public Trust Index has long emphasised consumer sentiments around price and what they consider the loyalty penalty. Despite the work the market has undertaken to improve the situation, it is nevertheless welcome that the regulator has stepped in with a plan to end this practice once and for all. I believe the FCA has given adequate sight and consultation of their proposals. They rightly recognise the hard work which will be involved in firms implementing finalised proposals and the subsequent changes that will need to be made. As announced, the regulator will be giving companies until the end of September to implement any new regulations surrounding systems and controls, as well as product governance, until the end of 2021 for the pricing and auto renewal remedies and reporting requirements. New rules, if any, will be published at the end of May. The question now is whether the above would be a sufficient time span for businesses to be compliant. Prior to the FCA's update, there was only one deadline instead of two, which was 4 months from the release of the policy statement. While we welcome their ambition for full implementation to take place by the end of the year, said Connell, there is some concern that this may not be enough time for firms to get all practices in place. It's important that the regulator continues to take the current pandemic into account and remains flexible in their approach to ensure we will get the right consumer outcomes. The CII will continue to work with the regulator and our members to ensure these measures are implemented seamlessly. But meanwhile, a little less forgiving is comments from Ian Hughes, the Chief Executive at Insurance Data Insight Business Consumer Intelligence. In a statement sent to Insurance Business, the CEO said, this isn't much of an extension. The FCA has confirmed that almost all 100 firms that responded to its consultation said it would not be possible for them to meet a four-month implementation timetable for all the measures in its general insurance pricing practices consultation, but is now effectively saying that firms have to be ready to implement its rules on product governance and fair value 4 months after it publishes the rules. Firms will have 7 months to address final dual pricing rules, but the work on fair value should not be underestimated. It includes all parts of the distribution chain, including insurers, brokers, price comparison websites, add-on premium finance, and all personal lines products. In Hughes's view, the update is essentially a warning to start preparing now. And Freddie McManara, Chief Executive of flexible insurance provider CUVVA, also offered insights saying FCA's remedies are seriously needed to ensure fairer outcomes for customers. What the measures mean for consumers in the short term is a potential increase in premiums on price comparison websites to level out premiums at renewal time. In the long run, people will see fairer outcomes as consumers have a more realistic understanding of the cost of their premiums over time while promoting loyalty and healthier competition. And Matt Mamara believes that dual pricing has created an industry that demotes customer loyalty. Over the years, price comparison websites have controlled pricing in the insurance market, pushing prices so low they've become unsustainable, which in turn leads to insurers bumping up prices at renewals to compensate for the initial low premium set, highlighting comparison websites' supposed reliance on people switching on an annual basis. So what about in Australia? Well, back in 2015, following an asset review, six insurers agreed to better inform consumers about their car insurance renewal practices to reduce the risk of consumers being caught by surprise by automatic renewals. The review was prompted by complaints about some insurers from consumers and consumer groups. In some instances, consumers reported that they'd already purchased insurance from another insurer by the time they discovered that their previous car insurer had automatically renewed the insurance cover. In other cases, consumers reported having their bank account overdrawn by unexpected direct debits. ASIC was concerned that some consumers were unaware that their insurer automatically renewed their annual car insurance policy by directly debiting their bank account or credit card unless they actively opted out. ASIC's review identified that consumers were not always clearly informed by insurers when first purchasing the policy that it would be automatically renewed unless the consumer advised otherwise. In most cases, consumers were only informed about the automatic renewal practice in the product disclosure statement, which may not be received by the consumer until after the insurance is purchased and the renewal notice. As a result of ASIC's review, the six insurers that performed on annual renewals have agreed to clearly inform consumers about automatic renewal when consumers first purchase their car insurance, and insurers who have not already done so will update their telephone sales scripts along with clearer and more prominent messaging on their website. The then ASIC Deputy Chair Peter Kell welcomed those improvements. Automatic renewal of insurance may be convenient for some consumers, but it is important that this is an informed choice. Other consumers may wish to take the opportunity to shop around when their insurance is due for renewal to ensure that they are obtaining the best value cover that meets their needs. These disclosure improvements can help reduce the risk of consumers being caught by surprise by an automatic renewal. Although ASIC's review of annual automatic renewals targeted car insurance, they encouraged similar point-of-sale improvements in relation to other types of insurance as well, and they will continue to monitor the issue, they said. Although automatic renewal may be convenient for some consumers, ASIC encouraged all consumers to shop around when their insurance is due for renewal. It is common practice for insurers to offer discounts or other special pricing to new customers. Customers who've had their insurance renewed unexpectedly should contact their insurer as soon as possible. The law provides consumers with a 14-day cooling-off period for new and existing insurance policies. Now, talking about renewal, according to Canstar, renewal time offers a reality check about where you are. In fact, getting the best deal on your home and contents insurance is important, and this is a good time to have a think about it. The temptation is just to renew it every year without checking, and it can lead to serious disappointment. After all, the same level of cover that you had last year may not be suitable this year. Home and contents insurance is one of those set-and-forget expenses, and it's tempting when the insurance policy renewal notice comes in to simply pay the insurance premium and leave it at that. It's also easy not even to think about your home and contents insurance until the day the premium is due to be paid, which means it's unlikely you'll take the time to shop around and compare home insurance policies. They said, in reality though, if you're serious about comparing your options, reviewing your level of home and contents insurance cover should start well before the renewal date. So they explained why you need to update your insurance regularly and how to renew your insurance and update your level of cover. According to the Understand Insurance Research Report by the Insurance Council of Australia, 83% of Australian homeowners and renters are underinsured for their home and contents. This means their sum insured would not cover the cost of replacing or repairing their home building and contents if it were to be damaged. The report also showed that another 1 in 3 Australians are risking underinsurance by not updating their contents policy to cover new possessions. For example, have you bought a new internet system or expensive jewellery or even new white goods? Underinsurance is not a good thing. A recent study by Swiss Re found that general property underinsurance in Australia represents about $2.7 billion over the last decade, with a natural disaster gap of around $700 million. This $700 million represents the difference between insured and uninsured losses from expected natural disasters in this country. So there is obvious value in taking time out to update your home and contents insurance to keep you covered from such potential losses. If you do come across anything new that you want covered, many insurers allow you to call any time to make any changes to your policy. It's in their best interest to ensure that you have full coverage. But of course, if you find anything you want to sell, give away or throw out, feel free to remove them from your contents insurance. You don't want to be paying insurance for something you no longer own or care about. Now, next time you do some home improvements, like replacing the carpet with timber floors, think about the significant value they've added to the house and make sure your insurer knows about them. Any improved fixtures should be fully taken into account and added to your insurance cover to increase your sum insured. And as for major renovations or extensions, you need to consider the potential rebuilding costs. This should include how much it would cost you to hire professionals, such as architects and builders. And you should also be cautious about automatic renewals. If you prefer to shop around and really don't want your policy to renew automatically, set a reminder for yourself in your calendar or your smartphone about when your insurance is next due to renew, so that you have time to compare your options beforehand. Then you will need to get on the phone to your insurer as soon as possible, and before the renewal date, tell your insurer that you want to opt out of the automatic renewal process. Some insurers will let you do this, but others may not, as it is their only renewal option. So be aware that if you opt out of automatic renewals, but then forget to either pay your existing policy premium or take out a new policy, you may leave yourself uninsured. After the policy has already been renewed, contact your insurer and ask for a pro rata refund. Every insurer will have its own refund policy and cooling off period, so check how much refund you can get and whether there are any cancellation fees. The last thing you want to do is to buy a new policy from a new company and then discover that your old policy has been automatically renewed. As well as leaving you with a second unnecessary policy, it could also mean an overdrawn account, default fees, and time and effort spent calling insurers to rectify the situation. Needless to say, make sure there's no time gap in coverage between the cancellation of your old policy and the start of a new policy. Ensuring your home and contents correctly is vital for many reasons, so check your policy's coverage each year. When renewal time comes around, it can save you money and heartache should you ever have to make a claim. The best thing you can do is to leave plenty of time before your renewal is due so you can shop around and compare policies. Don't leave it to the last day to renew your insurance. You'll be tempted to stick with your current insurer because it's easier than looking around for a better deal. So follow these tips and start shopping around early by checking your level of cover. Do you need more or less or the same level as last year? By shopping around, you might be able to find you can get a better level of cover for the same price you're paying now, or alternatively, the same cover for a cheaper price. And then get a few different quotes, probably online. There are various websites out there to allow you to make comparisons. But the point here is if you don't do that and just roll it over, the chances are you'll be price walked, which means that you'll be paying more than you might otherwise be. And according to Finder, if your car insurance is about to lapse, you're probably wondering if you should renew your policy. While this may be the most convenient option, you might even have auto renewal set up. It might not give you the best value for money, they said. Before it comes time for you to renew your policy, your insurer will send you out a renewal notice. This happens a couple of weeks before your policy is due to end. On this notice, it'll let you know how much your premium is going up for the next year. How you go about renewing your policy will depend on the option you select when you took out cover. The steps involved in renewing your car insurance will vary depending on both how you choose to renew your policy and the options available through your insurer. But broadly, you may auto-renew. Many people these days choose to auto-renew their policy, which means you're given your insurer permission to renew your policy following your first insurer period, typically 12 months, and continue to direct debit your premiums. If you choose to auto-renew, then you don't have to do anything and you'll be price walked. Online is another option where most insurers allow you to renew your policy online, be it through a member portal or through an expedited process where, for example, you enter your policy number, postcode and banking details. And then there's the phone if you prefer to renew your policy while speaking to a person. Many insurers still have representatives that can help you with the renewal process over the phone. Finally, you can always settle via BPAY because your renewal notice will generally list your insurer's biller code and your reference number should you choose to pay for cover using online banking. And of course, there's always in person if you can find a branch that's still there. And if your insurer has branches, you can head to their physical location and renew your policy there. At this time, it's important to do two things. First, you're going to want to have a look at how much your insurance has gone up. Unlike something like health insurance, your car insurer isn't going to send out a notice letting you know how much your premiums are going up. The Treasury Department, by the way, is currently looking at whether general insurers should be required to call out the percentage premiums and how much that is going up. But it's not there right now, which means you're going to be asked to pay a certain amount. Unless you get your last bill, you won't know how much more you're paying. Second, now that you know how much more you're paying, it's time to compare your options. Is it better to just simply to renew your car insurance or find someone new? Before re-upping with your current insurer or switching, you should consider what you're paying for. This may seem obvious, but you need to know just what your current policy covers in order to get a proper comparison. The price, of course, is important because now that you know what you're covered and what you need, you're going to have to pay for it, so you'll be able to make an apples-to-apples comparison at a price level. And then, of course, there's the old no-claims bonus. If you've been with the same car insurer for a while, you might be getting a discount on cover if you haven't made a claim. While this discount may be transferable to another vehicle with the same insurer, in most cases it won't follow you if you switch companies. And some offer other discounts too. For example, some insurers offer discounts if you bundle your home and auto insurance. If you're not already getting this type of discount, you might want to look at getting your car insurance with the same insurer as your home insurer if they offer a discount. After working through the four price points above, you should have a pretty clear idea about whether or not you should stick with your current insurer or move to a new provider. And so here is the bottom line. In Australia, there is no obligation upon insurers not to price walk. Most do, like it or not. So when that insurance renewal comes up, it is worth doing the legwork, making the comparisons, and seeing whether you can get a better price elsewhere. In my experience, it's quite useful to find that information and then go back and renegotiate with your existing insurer. In many cases, they will be amenable to taking your costs down if you can justify a lower price somewhere else, because they won't want to lose your business. But then some do play hardball, and those, unfortunately, are the ones that quite often have price walked you the most. So this is yet another way where, with a bit of effort and energy, you can save considerable money. And of course, the finance industry and the insurance sector in particular assume that you'll be too busy, and it's the old loyalty tax once again, and so they will continue to price walk on renewal again and again. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.